Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I'm speaking with George Usher. He is the CEO of Polydex Pharmaceuticals Limited. Stock symbol is POLXF, over the counter. George, welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Jack. Nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. George, let's start off with kind of an overview of what Polydex does, some of the markets you're in and things of that sort.
We are manufacturers of pharmaceutical raw materials. I think that's the simplest term. Based on dextran, which really is a sugar compound. We have several markets that we're active in. The main one really is iron dextran, that's I-R-O-N dextran, which is a treatment for anemia in piglets. We manufacture the bulk product, and we ship this effectively worldwide to pharmaceutical companies who then produce the end product, fill it into vials or bottles, as it were, and then sell to pig farmers or agricultural buying groups. We also manufacture dextran on its own, which has a wide range of uses in the laboratory, seen as a raw material in pharmaceutical manufacturing. It's also used in the ophthalmic industry, eye drops. We're not in the eye drop market, I should say, right now, but it's one that we're looking into because we're working in cooperation with a company in France to produce suitable grade product. Other markets, well, other products are dextran sulfate, which has a wide range of uses in, for instance, vaccine production, base product for various human pharmaceutical products. And while I'd like to get into specifics as to exactly what they are, I regret I don't know. Our customers are longtime customers, and they're very guarded about their secrets as to exactly what they use the product for. And we respect that. So we have basically vet markets and human markets.
And so who are some of your customers? I mean, they're pharmaceutical companies primarily. Like, what are some examples of names?
I'd rather not use names, I'm afraid. But let's say if you take the top 10 pharmaceuticals in the world, we supply 3 or 4 of them.
Okay. And what's the, so essentially, this is, the dextran is, I mean, this is basically a commodity type of product then?
It has been regarded as a commodity product, but it depends how you define commodity. A generic, widely available, several suppliers. Post the 2009 correction, recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, the suppliers of dextran in the world are now basically 2 in Denmark, 1 in Germany, I believe there's 1 in India, there's China, but let's talk about that separately.
Right.
And us.
Okay.
And that. Effectively it.
And you're in Toronto?
We are in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And are basically the only manufacturer on this continent.
Right, right. So there's basically, you know, essentially what, 5? I think we've counted 5 manufacturers. So how do you compete? Like, what's the competitive landscape like? How do you differentiate, you know, your product versus other offerings?
Quite simply, quality. For years and years, we've produced a top quality product, Canadian-based raw materials. And again, I don't mean to say anything against China. Great country. I've been there a couple of times. But it's fairly well known that there are issues, shall we say, with quality of product coming out of China.
Right. That's,
we
that's,
buy nothing from
people
China.
Know that. Yeah, there's... Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, and so it's Canadian-based, it's Canadian quality, Canadian or U.S. raw materials, it's quality, quality, quality. We have extensive testing procedures on our product. We have, in fact, more people in our quality control laboratory than we do on the production floor.
Interesting. So right now you're doing, just looking at some numbers, roughly about $5 million in revenues?
Yes, 5 to 6. It's been up and down a wee bit. We had a large customer in France that we lost in partway through 2018. Large customer, large volume, low margin. So the loss really wasn't that much of an issue because of the low margin. Now we have a new product that we're just getting going that will replace the dollar volume quite easily, but significantly add to profits compared to that. And we see that happening this fiscal year. That's the year ending, got to be careful now, January 2020.
Okay, okay. And your current EBITDA is around 500,000 roughly?
I think that's a good number to go with, yes.
Okay. In terms of I was going to ask, do you have any plans to initiate a dividend at some point?
Dividends, stock buybacks have all been discussions at the board level. And I've had very, very good arguments put to me about doing a stock buyback. Good arguments for a dividend. But our facility is quite old, and our equipment is quite old. And with the new potential that we see in the marketplace, we can discuss that shortly. Our general feeling is invest in equipment, invest in the plant, produce more product, sell more product, generate more profit. Okay, now we can then start thinking about, do we do a stock buyback? Do we pay a dividend? But right now it's invest in the facility is our primary goal.
Okay, so on that note, what, can you talk about, some of, the growth initiatives, going forward? I mean, you have right now, it seems like a relatively stable, revenue cash flow base for a number of years. What's the upside going forward from here?
Well, right now, before we started the call, I'm working on a registration document for Eastern Europe. For our product that would cover quite a few countries there. The potential, and I have to emphasize potential, it is not guaranteed. The potential is $1 million in sales, 20% profits, and that is an estimate. It is not guaranteed. I really do not want to mislead anyone with any guarantees, but this is an estimate. On top of that, we have the new product going into Germany that is starting this year. There's another $1 million there that should come up this year. Let's go back to the product registration. That is probably 2 years out. Coming back to the product going into Germany, that is starting this year. Again, we're talking probably 800,000 in sales. Profitability, 30%. And we are beginning to see orders for that product. So I have a decent level of confidence that will happen so long as we can produce the product. We've made it in the past. So long as there's no equipment issues, should happen. We have other areas that we're working on. We work on a product for water treatment in power plants. I know this is way outside our normal line of activities. This is in the future. It's looking very interesting. We're looking at a product for the mining industry. Both of these, preliminary development, no idea of sales, no idea of profitability or when it will happen. So there's a lot of future potential to the company.
Okay. The products for Eastern Europe and Germany, those are all Dextran-type products?
All of the products I've mentioned are Dextran-based, but slight for the mining and water treatment, there are slight tweaking of an existing product. For Eastern Europe and Germany, standard product that we've made before. So there should be no issues in producing it.
Okay. George, what do you see as some of the, you know, the challenges and opportunities, you know, for Polydex over the next few years?
Challenges. Well, without trying to be too flippant, making sure we can make enough product. As I say, that's why we want to invest in the plant. We want to make sure we can produce product because we have the possibilities out there. Opportunities, I think, in the water treatment and the mining industry, it is a lot less regulated than the pharmaceutical or FDA industry. I think there's potential there, but that's an uphill climb to get them going, and it's difficult to predict when. For the Eastern Europe and Germany products, it's FDA regulated, but it's the same product we're making now. We produce it the same way. We should be able to get it registered. Well, Germany is registered, and that product's going to start flowing probably Q1, Q2. For Eastern Europe, it's a matter of producing the regulatory documents. I'm doing that in conjunction with our partner in Eastern Europe. It should be a good opportunity.
Okay. So what's your vision for the company over the next 2-3 years? Assuming everything goes right, what will Polydex look like?
I see a growing company with established or new partnerships in France, probably a new partnership in India, so that we can make sure we can produce enough product. I see increased sales. I see, if all this goes through, profitability. Right now I think, it depends on the quarter or which ones you look at. Sometimes the profitability is 14%. I see it probably minimum, I would like to say 20%, 25%, I think is possible, if all goes well.
Okay. My final question is, you know, what are the key value drivers that, you know, investors should take into account when considering, you know, your stock? Like, you know, I guess in your opinion, you know, why should investors buy Polydex today?
I would say don't buy until you look at the fundamentals. It's basically that simple. An individual who is really quite knowledgeable in the company has done some analysis. And in the last 5 years, we've averaged about $5.8 million in revenue. Average gross margin, 24%. If you take those numbers, it means that we're earning roughly 15 cents a share. Now, over that time, the share price has averaged about $1.30. So price earnings, 9 times. Now, I know we're not on the S&P 500. I recognize that fully. So it's probably stretching, but the S&P trades at about 17 times earnings. So people really need to look at the fundamentals. Look at the value of our assets. On our quarterly reports, balance sheets, year-end reports that are on our website, polydex.com. If you look at the assets, if you take the share price times the number of shares, it basically is almost the assets and a little bit left over.
Okay. Well,
if that isn't undervalued, what is?
Absolutely. So it's like it's a value investing story at this point?
I believe so, with now a good track record. Going back 10 years, we did not have a good track record. I would be the first to say that. In years gone by, we've had fantastic projects. A contraceptive microbicide that hopefully was going to stop the transmission of HIV and other contraceptive diseases in phase 3 clinical trials. Problem happened with the trials, the project collapsed, as did the stock price. We've had other projects in the past, but I would call those sort of projects the home run type thing. Right now, I'm not aiming for home runs. I'm aiming to get from first base to second base to third base to home, one by one.
Okay, that's a good plan. So, George, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following the Polydex story in the months ahead.
I sincerely appreciate your time. Thank you very much.